The Clean Sweep program provides about $1 million a year to help communities collect old farm chemicals, household hazardous waste, and old pharmaceuticals. The medicine collection effort is the newest part of Clean Sweep and tries to reduce the amount of old drugs eventually flushed into surface waters or left around a home. Last year's grants for the medicine drop-off efforts were only about $100,000. Tom Engel of the Pharmacy Society of Wisconsin says they only used a small percentage of the state landfill dumping fee that funds Clean Sweep.
The annual cost of the Clean Sweep program comprises only 15 cents or less of that tipping fee per year. That 15 cents purchases a safe drinking water, a healthier environment, and a safer drug environment in our homes.
Engel says Governor Doyle wants to nearly double the dumping fee, but nearly wipe out Clean Sweep. At a legislative hearing in Milwaukee yesterday, Lori Bowman of the state Ag Department tried to explain the proposed budget cut.
Operating a grant program right now, when looking at other critical factors and critical needs for the state, this was, I'm sure, a very difficult decision to come to.
It's possible that healthcare companies might continue to fund some Clean Sweeps, but local officials around the state worry they might get stuck with a bill or wind up with more old drugs and chemicals dumped in landfills or along the side of the road. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.